guess now that you have kind of been in the mold here, how have things been going these past few months?
I've been going real good. I'm just keeping the bind going on. Continue to try to impress the coaches and keep them level-headed about me.
Yeah, I know back in the summer, one of the things you talked about was how defense is kind of your prowess and what you were brought in to do. Is that still kind of been the expectations that the coaches have for you?
Oh, yeah. That's one thing we're probably going to change this year is playing better defense. You know, we spend a lot of time in shell and playing defense. So I think that's going to be one of my primetime roles on the team.
I was just talking with Patrick. He was basically saying that was sort of his role as well. Just what are the things that you guys are working on in practice that, you know, not only improve your defense, but improve everybody else as well?
Oh, yeah. We just try to attack each other every time to make each other better. You know, the more we go at each other, the better we're going to be. So I think that's what's going to help us out to keep us on the court.
How would you describe the camaraderie among the team right now?
I think the bond is, like, really good right now. Everybody likes each other. Nobody's hatred towards each other. You know, you always get that one separated person on the team. We have no separation on each other this year.
How do you feel that that's helped as far as, like, moving things along and making things easier when you do go through practices?
I think that's really good because I have some veterans, you know, that gives me advice about this year and what I'm going to be able to face up this year. I remember Aaron White telling me he didn't know what to expect last year, so you know he just told me to come in and play my game.
Now, I know you have your nickname Sap, and Gabe was saying how he was trying to go around and give all of you nicknames. Is this something where he was just like, or you were just like, no, I got mine, I'm gonna stick with it? Or?
Yeah, they haven't switched my name yet. Once they heard of Sap, they stuck with it. You know, I guess that was the nickname we got around. So, you know, everybody calls me Sap around here, so you know I'm happy with the name.
I'm trying to, if you could just refresh my memory, how that nickname came about.
When I was younger, about 7 years old, my high school coach called me Baby Sap. You know, he wasn't the high school coach then, but you know he was a coach. But he called me Baby Sap. I was number 99. I was a little short, fat, chubby kid. You know, played defensive tackle. I was kind of quick, so I got through the line a lot. So they just called me Baby Sap. And once I grew, I mean, his Sap just stuck with me.
So is that was Warren then your favorite player growing up, or like is that?
He actually was. That was my prime time player when he played for the Buccaneers. I actually watched him. I had his jersey and everything. You know, I wore it a lot because people called me Baby Sap, so you know I had the Sap on the back of my jersey, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah,